The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
The mail's here.
When you control the mail, you control information.
That's right, Newman. No. No soup for you. Old intro. Just a championship trophy.
Yeah, maybe in
shoving their face.
Maybe in like 19, 20 weeks.
Who you gonna call?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
Welcome to the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack. We are live. This is the only weekly live advice call-in show, and that music needs to stop.
This is what happens when producer Steve is not in a radio studio and he's just at home.
Welcome to the Sleepwire Mail Sack, the only weekly live advice call-in show. If you're listening on a replay, the phone number is not going to work for you. But if you're listening live either on Facebook stream or on Mixler, you can call us right now at 205-79-SLEEP, 205-797-5337. We'll take your questions first. Other than that, we have questions from the Sleeper app. Facebook, obviously, the Facebook chat is open for questions. And we've got some questions maybe came in through the website as well. If you missed the show or you're listening on replay also, if you want to send us a question, go to sleeperwire.com. There's a little form on the homepage there. You can put all your information in and your question. It goes right to our email. We'll all check it out, and we'll get you an answer. So far, we got Lucas on today. Dirty Jobs is on his way. He should be here in a second. Lucas, how are you this evening?
Hey, doing well. Got final drafts coming up tonight. Actually, two of them. One's getting ready to start here in about an hour, and another one later tonight.
Oh, my goodness. You guys waited till the last possible second, didn't you?
One of them's a Sleeper Wire League.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I got some people that want to join the Sleeper Facebook group. Guys, if you want to get into the Sleeper Wire Facebook group, it's not a hard thing. Just ask for permission. I'll put you in right now, and you can start watching the show. All right, so let's get started with some of these Mixler questions that came in a couple hours ago. Some people were asking some stuff before we even got on the air. Oswaldo Andrade wants to know who he should start this week, Rodgers or Brady, and he's in a standard league.
Oh, I think that I would probably lean Rodgers. We really know what we're going to get. Brady's kind of the sexier play here, but Rodgers at Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota's D is pretty tough, but Brady at New Orleans, that could really easily be a
shootout.
Yeah, that could really easily be a shootout there. But New Orleans D is projected to be a lot better this season, so I think I give the slight edge to Rodgers. I'm curious what you think here, Steve.
I don't know. Mike just hopped on. Mike, can you hear us? Mike's not he's still muted. There he is. Mike, welcome to the show, Dirty Jobs.
How we doing, guys? How's it going this evening?
The first question.
Hey, Dirty.
You missed the first question. It's Rodgers or Brady this week, standard. Quick, hurry.
Brady, for me, I feel like he's going to come out slinging the rock. I think he's going to come out, try to prove that he is the guy, so...
Yeah, and so it doesn't matter to you at all that New Orleans defense has been looking pretty good. Their first game is going to be on the road, you think, and with Mike Evans coming out and having this little hamstring thing that's shown up.
Look, Lucas, I didn't get where I'm at today by worrying.
by questioning the thoughts that pop into my head, okay? This is not something I've had to worry about, okay?
No, the Saints do scare me. I just feel like the Saints get up on them real, real quick, and I just think they're going to have to throw a ton. I mean, there's not going to be any pacing in this game. They're just going to have to start winging it. I think they're going to find out why Jameis Winston had 30 interceptions in it. Wasn't all his fault. Spoiler alert. So I think that's going to be one of the – I think it's – but now you have Tom Brady slinging it, so he's a little bit more accurate there. So I think he's a good play. I think he's a good play this week.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think that I'll probably lean Brady here also now that I'm thinking about it. I think that the Green Bay-Minnesota game could be low scoring and – we might not see exactly what we're wanting out of Rodgers, even though I feel like he has just as much to prove, if not more, than Brady does. Coming from, you know, new coach, new system, everyone's kind of saying that Rodgers is washed up, but I concede. I think that Brady is the way to go here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dirty Jobs. Are those your feet in the background?
Yes.
Nice. All right. We're getting the foot fetish guys interested today.
I had to go. I have a house full of people, so I had to go into a room I'm not typically used to. So I'm in my yoga stance right now.
Nice.
Yoga.
All right. All right. Oswaldo Andrade has – oh, so okay. He's got to drop two guys, full PPR league. Here are your options to drop. He's probably got to pick up a defense and kicker kind of thing. James Robinson, Swift, Devonta, Moss, Mack, Malcolm Brown, and Dylan.
And he has to drop a couple of these?
Got
to
drop two.
So I think A.J. Dylan was one out of that group, even though I like A.J. Dylan. I can't. I don't think I can drop Mac. I can't drop Moss. Was there another guy that said that? Could you read it one more time?
Yeah, to us? James Robinson, Swift, Devonta. I guess that's Devonta Freeman. Moss, Mac, Malcolm Brown, and Dylan.
I think for me, it would probably be, and the other one would probably be Devonta Freeman. The other guys, you kind of want to hold these guys to see what. They're all in backfields where the play time and the distribution of the ball is very murky. So I like having these guys at least for the first week to kind of see where those touches go. Because if any of them are in 50% time shares, then you want those guys. Like Malcolm Brown very easily could be a very usable asset this season. Robinson, you know, we don't really know what's going on there, but we know that Raquel Armstead has COVID. We know Ozigbo popped up on the injury report. We know that Chris Thompson is not going to be the one carrying the load. So Robinson could very easily be the guy that's getting a lot of touches. Granted, it's not on a great offense, but if this is the guy that's getting the work when they are in the red zone, then I am going to want that guy over a guy who's not on the field. And with A.J. Dillon, I do really like him, but Tom, no, there's not in the split well. But none of the other guys had a guy like Aaron Jones sitting there in front of them that has already proven that he can be the guy that takes a ton of touches.
Yeah, I feel like Devonta Freeman, I mean, he probably will get what it's done for us, like, say, Dez Bryant and Antonio Brown. I feel like Devonta Freeman, I would definitely drop him. And then, yeah, Dylan for me. Those are the two. I agree 100%.
All right, then he asks, how does my – what the hell? Oh, my headphones
got unplugged. Did you just punch your mic?
No, my headphones got unplugged. That was crazy. Then he asks, how does my starting lineup look? Quarterback, Brady. Running back, Gurley, Bell. Wide receiver, Michael Thomas, Adams. Flex, A.J. Brown. Other flex, Juju. Tight end, Higbee. Defense, Chargers. Give him a percentage to win this week. What do you think?
I mean, I like it. I would say, I mean, depending on your opponent, I give you a probably good solid 65, 70.
I think this is a B-plus starting roster for the week.
Excellent. All right, Wilson 27. Yeah. How worried would you be to start Kyler Murray in Superflex against the Niners defense?
I'm pretty worried, to be honest, going into the first game.
Here's who else.
But it's in a super flex. He said it's in a super flex. So not as worried as I would be. I don't know what better options that you're really going to have.
I got it. I got his bench. His bench is Lazard, Debo, Chris Thompson, Tevin Coleman. You're going quarterback out of those.
Yeah,
you're not starting.
100%.
You're not starting any of those guys over a quarterback. I don't care what the matchup is. You're putting a quarterback in there. Oswaldo, is it buffering for y'all? Yes, sir. It was buffering for us all. Facebook user wants to know, pick two, Standard League, Cup, Scary Terry, Landry, John Brown.
So, Cup and
Terry.
I think Cup and Terry. I don't love Landry against the Ravens.
I don't like John Brown. I mean, I like John Brown, but I want to see what John Brown looks like with Stephon Diggs on the field. There.
Yeah, so I think I am going to go Scary Terry and Cup here.
Yep, same here.
All right, let's jump over to the Sleeper app. If you don't have the Sleeper app yet, download it. Join the Sleeper Wire channel. You can talk to us on there. Ezekiel Broseph wants to know, is it crazy to start Mostert over Le'Veon in PPR this week?
I don't know that it's crazy. You know, the way that Mostert was running at the end of the season last year. I mean, it's not crazy. If he has any semblance of continuing to run like that with that team blocking for him, then absolutely give me Mostert. And Bell, we assume he's going to get a fair amount of targets, but we don't really know you know, we don't know exactly what that breakdown is going to be. Are they really going to give Frank Gore as many touches as they're talking about? And is the team going to be as bad as we think it's going to be? So for me, Mostert is more of a sure thing. Bell is somebody that could be a lottery ticket for you, especially in a PPR, but I do want to see that.
And yeah, I also think that the 49ers can run
all over them.
Adam really does ruin everything, and he ruined Le'Veon Bell. He's I don't have any confidence in him. I did say that I didn't think he would fit into this system very well, and I'd like to say I think I was probably right there. With that being said, I mean, that's not a pat yourself on the back moment. That's a just kind of sucks that Le'Veon Bell is in a situation where he wasn't just this excellent running back anymore. So for me, yeah, Raheem Mostert's probably going to get just a heavy workload. That team loves to run. They don't even like to pass it. So give me Mostert over Bell. That's crazy. I can't believe I'm saying that.
The Jets are going to stink this year.
Oh, they are.
Zody wants to know, should I drop Perryman for Edwards?
For Edwards from the – I thought you were talking about Gus Edwards for a second. I would. I think I would too. Because Perryman's having injury issues, and Edwards is starting. You know, and they've talked him up this entire few weeks, I guess, whatever they're giving us.
All right. Facebook user writes in, flex full PPR, Cortland Sutton or Mostert or Tyler Boyd.
And he said it was PPR?
Yep.
Those are all tough. But it's tough for me to sit. It's just kind of tough for me to sit Mostert, honestly.
Yeah,
I think they're going to come out swinging in any format. It's difficult for me to sit Mostert. I would like to start Tyler Boyd hands down in a PPR and just say, okay, you know, we're going to hope that Burrow comes out slinging, but we haven't seen any of this. We know what Mostert is, and we don't really know how the Denver Broncos offense is going to look. We don't really know how Cincinnati's offense is going to look. We do know how San Francisco's offense is going to look. So I'm of the mindset that in week one, when we don't have any preseason games, we really don't have much information to go off of. Take what you know. And what we know is San Francisco is going to dominate Arizona and that they're going to be running the ball a lot.
Yeah, and that's their go-to. I mean, that's their standard play. They always run the football. And most are they were talking about trade, but he's the running back one there. I don't think they're even going to see a whole lot of Tevin Coleman, to be honest.
Yeah, and you know, there have been some rumblings about Jerick McKinnon, about getting him out there more, getting more touches for him, but we'll see how that really plays out.
Yeah, I mean, that's good for three plays, and then he's injured for the season, so.
It's very possible, very possible. Let's hope not. We don't wish that on anybody, but, you know, but all right. We still think Mostert's going
to
do well.
Let's swing over to Josh Van Bagen. Need to drop two to add a defense and kicker. Choices are Mack, John Brown, Ruggs, Slayton, Latavius Murray. Half PPR, thinking of waiting till Monday night to add Boswell from Tennessee as his kicker. Thoughts about that?
Mack, J. Brown, Ruggs, Slayton, Latavius Murray. Wow, this is not an easy drop here. So the thing is that with Latavius Murray, if you drop him, he is for sure getting picked up. He's probably the number one handcuff in the NFL right now, because he also has a fair amount of standalone also. But for sure, I don't know that you can drop him without him getting picked up. Mack, I can't drop either. So it's going to be two of these wide receivers for me.
I feel like it's the same thing with Slayton, Ruggs. I feel like John Brown is going to get you. He's going to get picked up too. I feel like I'm channeling my inner Hoos here, since he's not here right now. And I would say start packaging up some 2-for-1s, Matt. Go attack some the Alvin Kamara owner with Latavius Murray and things like that. And see if you can't open up those couple of spots and possibly improve another position on the side as well.
You could definitely attempt to do that, but let's give him – if he's not able to make that happen, let's give him the two that we would drop here. And
it's Ruggs and Brown for me, as sad as it is. Just like Slayton too much.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be Brown for sure for me, and then pick your poison with the other two.
He added a couple of players to the drop options. Hunt, Cooks, Howard, Jordan Howard, or James White. I don't think you're getting rid of any of those guys.
No.
No, he picked the correct ones to put on there.
Okay. All right. Phone lines are open, guys. 205-797-5337, 205-797-5337 if you called already. I didn't see it, so I will keep an eye on it here. You feel free to call in anytime, and we'll take your question immediately. Let's jump over to the sleeper app main chat. Vader 2021 full point PPR. Choose one flex. N'Keal Harry versus Miami. Emmanuel Sanders versus Tampa Bay. Jerry Jeudy versus Tennessee.
You know, I have a strange feeling that N'Keal Harry's going to come out just absolutely swinging. He's someone that could just drop a bomb week one. But I think I like Sanders here against Tampa at home with Drew Brees. Old man looking to come out and do some damage.
Yeah, same here. I really like Emmanuel Sanders. I think it actually kind of made me lower my value of Michael Thomas a tiny bit. It's just Emmanuel Sanders finds a way to get the ball thrown to him, and he likes to get the ball thrown to him, and he scores, man. I mean, it's just you can only have so much scoring. I mean, Michael Thomas is still going to be a fine option this year. Don't get me wrong. He's still worth his first-round pick. He's just not – I don't think he's going to be as good as he did last year, but not by much.
Okay. All right.
All right, back to the Facebook question. I made a mistake there, Josh. I'm sorry. I combined your new question with your old question. So his new question is a flex question. So Hunt, Cooks, Jordan Howard, James White, these are options for a flex, half-point PPR. So we're looking at Hunt, Cooks, Howard, James White, and also the guys that he mentioned before, Mack, John Brown, Ruggs, Slayton, Latavius Murray. So who do you like the most for the flex in that group?
I think it's generally I would say Hunt, but because they're playing Baltimore, I have to lean James White, who is playing Miami.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
All right, James White is your man. Question from the Mixler, Black Mama 24. Any waiver wire sleepers besides James Robinson?
Yeah, Joshua Kelly for me, who could take a lot, you know, he could end up getting a lot more touches than what people think he's going to. Edwards, as we talked about for Las Vegas. Other sleepers, you know, there's so many unclear backfields right now that if you have space, go ahead and pick some of these guys up. Pick Chase Edwards up, or Chase Edmonds up, excuse me. They got rid of DJ, so at the worst, he is someone that you know will be a very productive running back on a good offense. And they could decide to do a timeshare between him and Drake, which would be very beneficial. So those are a couple I would say, Kelly and Edmonds and Edwards.
All right, another add question, waiver question here. Oswaldo wants to know, is Boston Scott, Chris Thompson, or the Titans defense worth adding?
I think Boston Scott's worth adding. Myself, I feel like Boston Scott might actually take that job. I like Sanders a lot, but I just don't feel like he's an every down back, and I feel like Boston Scott can come in there and be that every down back. I know they're going to be taxing the crud out of everybody on that team because they're all getting hurt, but for me, it's Boston Scott. I like him a lot.
Yeah, and honestly, the Tennessee Titans has a pretty stout defense, and they have an early a good early season schedule.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Follow-up question. Oswaldo wants to know, Rager or Bryan Edwards?
Oh, that's a really tough question. I think that I would have to lean Bryan Edwards.
I lean Rager. He's healthy. He's back. Give me the guy who has almost absolutely no competition to play against. I mean, he's going to be out there almost all by himself. Maybe that's not the best of things for a rookie to have going on, but I'm willing to gamble. He's a good receiver.
All right. Josh is back with another question on Facebook. Half-point flex, Hurst, Hardman, or Anthony Miller?
Hayden Hurst for me.
So no love for McCole Harmon, huh? Tomorrow night against Houston, which should be a shootout?
Not really. Sammy Watkins will be on the field. Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, I feel like. It's going to be them, the CEH, and the Travis Kelce show. If Hardman does get in there, I think it will be maybe a one big old boom touchdown, if that. So I'm not going to rely on that. Anthony Miller is unfortunately still a Chicago Bear. I don't know if you remember them from last year, but I didn't really see a whole awful lot of improvements there, except for they added a lot more just clutter trash.
Trash.
Just really nothing around them. So I don't really see them improving much. So I mean, Hayden Hurst is in a great opportunity on a really fast team. So I mean, yeah, sign me up. I think I like Hayden Hurst here.
But that's where you live, dude. Do your dirty jobs. You're supposed to dig through the clutter trash and find the gems. And you don't see any gems on the Chicago Bears this year?
Oh man, yeah, no, I don't. There's no David Montgomery. I like David Montgomery a lot this year. I think he's going to be a very busy guy. That's honestly about it. I mean, Robinson, he's always good. I think Allen Robinson will still get his, but I mean, that's about it. I don't like anything coming out of Chicago this year. Hopefully they surprise me and they're decent, but I don't think it's going to be the case.
Facebook user wants to know, James Robinson or Swift in PPR?
Are we talking season long? Season long, it's for sure Swift, but we don't know that Swift is going to be playing week one. We actually think
it's this week, James Robinson, for sure.
I think Swift is out for a few weeks. So let me see here to double check how long that is, but I'm pretty certain.
I think this is a follow-up. Waiver pickup PPR. Swift, James Robinson, or Boston Scott? Who you like out of those three?
Again, it's for the week. It's for this week.
Let's say season long.
Season long, it's Swift, 100%.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. This week, it's James Robinson. Okay. And in order for the season, it'd be Swift, Scott, Robinson for me.
All right. Yes.
You agree? All right. Facebook user wants to know, I dropped Josh – whoops. Where does that one go? Okay, hide that one. Show that one. There we go. I dropped Joshua Kelly from Malcolm Brown. What do you think of that move? Hello.
You're breaking up
he's
a little
breaking
bit.
Breaking up on me, too.
Oh, sorry about that.
A little bit.
Facebook.
Yeah, a little bit. He's breaking up on me, too.
Facebook.
I think I was actually muted there.
Facebook wants to know, I dropped Joshua Kelly from Malcolm Brown. Good move or bad move?
Right now, yeah.
Oh, boy. Boy, I really should pay for better internet.
Now he's just really gone.
Yep,
so
we got you. I hear you now.
Yeah. All right. Well, folks, this is what happens.
You're saying it's up and you're on the like, Joshua for Malcolm Brown. Wrong move. We need at least 200 megs down for you, Steve. You're too important to us to have anything less than that.
No kidding.
I think that it's kind of a wash. I actually would prefer. I think I would actually slightly prefer to have Malcolm Brown over Joshua Kelly. But they're both kind of in a similar situation where it's a muddled backfield that we don't know what the touch percentage is going to look like. They have Eckler there with the Chargers that we know is going to get a bunch of touches. And with the Rams, we just have absolutely no clue what the split's going to look like between Brown, Henderson, and Cam Akers. We assume that they spend this high capital on Akers that he's going to get a lot of touches. But I have seen Malcolm Brown look really good, and they've also been talking about him as the starter. So we'll see what that really actually means.
Well, they keep extending his contract and everything like that. So, I mean, they obviously are pretty big fans of Malcolm Brown. So, yeah, I don't mind Malcolm Brown here. I think he's pretty good. I think he's actually a decent football player, too.
All right, let's kick Hoos. It back to the Hoos is not here, so Hoos's opinion doesn't matter. Let's kick it back to the Sleeper Wire chat. What? No, he didn't show up. The Rock is back this year. All right. Sorry, Rock. I don't have your theme music queued up today. I have Matt Ryan and Joe Burrow. Would you start Ryan or drop Burrow, grab Big Ben, and start Ben over Ryan? This is definitely a week one question.
I'm not sure that I'm going to drop Burrow because he's for sure going to get picked up. And I don't know that the Seattle's defense is any better than what the Giants are, and Big Ben is having to travel to the Giants where Matt Ryan gets to play at home in the stadium against Seattle. So I think you're fine with Matt Ryan. I wouldn't make any crazy moves here. Disagree, Sir Mike?
I actually do agree with that.
It's Matt Ryan at home with, you know, you want Hayden Hurst, don't you? So I think
I'm going to have to stick with, yeah, I'm going to have to go with, I mean, I like Matt Ryan. I feel like I don't really like Joe Burrow this year, but I feel like I'm going to hold on to him and keep him to see if I'm right or I'm wrong on that guy first before I start dropping him, making any moves.
All right. Texas Cowboy, pick two standard cup. Scary Terry Landry, John Brown. I feel like we already did this one.
Wait, yep.
That was on Facebook. Where did I miss one here? Boz 906, pick two off the waiver wire in my PPR league. Robinson, Chris Thompson, Breida, Peterson, and Swift.
Picking two up off his waiver wire?
Yeah.
These guys are all available?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So off the waiver, I'm for sure picking up Swift. Can you read off the first couple again?
Yeah, it was James Robinson, Chris Thompson, Matt Breida, and Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, so for me, it's probably, if it's a PPR, I'm picking up Chris Thompson. I think that he has a solidified role. We know he's talented, and you know he's not going to finish as an RB1, but in a PPR, he could very easily finish as a solid RB2 for you the entirety of the season. So you want to be the guy that's going to get to see if that's how he's going to be used. So grab him and grab Swift.
Okay. All right. Let's kick it back to the Mixler questions. Oswaldo, very much the participation award today. Let's see. Standard league, drop Ruggs, Debo, or Mecole Hardman for Rager?
If you absolutely have to drop somebody, it would probably be Mecole Hardman out of those to grab Rager.
I think it'd be Ruggs for me, but I don't know. Rookies just don't usually pan out. So,
We just don't know. I mean, they spent their first round draft pick on him. Yeah. So, and we know what Mecole Hardman is, right? And you've already said that he is fourth with a healthy Sammy Watkins. That he's at best, he's likely to be fourth in line for targets. So, take the upside on Ruggs, who could be the number one wide receiver there.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm just still leaning. I like Ruggs. I mean, I do. I just don't think that's going to be his opportunity. I feel like you're going to have people like Renfro still stepping ahead of him. I think Waller's still going to be around. I don't. It's just the rookie phobia I have. What do we have for rookies that have panned out over the past like 10 years? We've got like Ezekiel Elliott and Saquon Barkley,
Amari Cooper, Mike Evans.
Amari Cooper is the most terrible fantasy.
Michael Thomas. He had a great rookie year.
Oh, and then hasn't had a good one since.
You said what rookie years panned out? So I'm naming off some rookie years.
Okay, so Michael Thomas, Amari Cooper. Okay, so you got two receivers.
Mike Evans. Yeah, we're talking about receivers here, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's been a fair amount. Cortland Sutton, wasn't he a rookie last year? He did pretty well, didn't he? OBJ came out and absolutely smashed after he started the first 8 weeks, his rookie season. Pretty sure Alshon Jeffrey had a killer rookie year.
I think you're making all this up. I think you're
go fact check me here. This is just off the dome, but you know we've had. There's been several good rookies, and you can expect the ones that are, you know, if they're taken in the first round of an NFL draft. I mean, they're coming in and they're generally going to be difference makers from an early time, especially if they're slid onto a team that has, that has an opening for that. You know, if you're getting slotted in behind somebody that's a high profile receiver, well then maybe that rookie doesn't have such a huge year, but
I don't know. Give me Rager on that team because there's just Alshon Jeffrey will be there for two games, DeSean Jackson for maybe two games, and then who does he have to throw to?
Ertz, Goddard.
Yep, yeah. But that's it.
Goddard, DeSean Jackson.
Every single time, just every other time.
Yeah, but I think the Eagles are going to be really bad, though. So that O-line is just not looking good.
I don't know. I think it's all a recipe for Rager for me. That's who I'd pick.
All right. PPR, I'm sorry, an IDP question here, guys. Drafting a 12-team Superflex is puff pass 100. Drafting a Superflex 12-team PPR with two IDP flex spots, best round to start taking IDP players?
I mean, I'm generally taking mine later, like, you know, 8 through 12, depending on who it is. And you really just have to stack up the value. And I kind of look at these players like I'm looking at tight ends in a lot of cases. So if there's a player that you can get that is a difference maker at the position, I'm willing to pull early. But I'm not going to force myself to take one just because other people are taking it at that point in time. If there's a guy that's in a tier by himself or a guy that's in a tier that, you know, everyone else from that tier has been taken. And it also is going to depend a lot on your scoring format, right? So yeah, the comparison I can make here is going to be like in ESPN, defenses just has to like DSTs, they don't really do a whole lot for you. So in those, I'm pretty okay just taking those in the last two rounds as I would with the kicker. But in Yahoo, for example, my defenses in those leagues, they can score as much as, you know, you can have defenses that score as much as like the number three running back. So it makes sense to pull on one of those early if there's a big disparity between like the first defense and the 10th defense. The goal is to score the most points. So if you have a position that gets a ton of points, so it just depends on how the scoring format is in your league.
Okay.
Yeah, the scoring's the biggest deal there. You know, if your defense is like half the rate of an offense or anything like that, you're definitely not going to want to go towards. I'm glad you finally saw that.
I just saw it. Yeah, I was on a rant here. I've
been laughing about that for a good 5 minutes now. but yeah, no, I mean, if you got half the score, it doesn't matter if everybody's pulling defense. Keep grabbing offense because you're going to want to go with where the points are. You know, if it's a low scoring defensive slate, go ahead and worry about your linebackers first, then your DBs, and then your DLs. So,
all right. You feel me? Wants to know, Will Fuller or David Johnson in the flex? 10-team half point, and is rain a factor in your decision?
Will Fuller, not really. Not really. I mean, rain does affect the game a little bit, but most of these guys can rise above it.
Will Fuller or DJ, huh? So it's either the running back or the wide receiver for the team. I think I'm going DJ here. Give me the guaranteed touches.
Right.
I like DJ. I just have a feeling he's just not going to be used that much. I don't know why. I just think that they're going to be gunning it. And I think we're going to see a lot of Duke Johnson.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think if we were going to see a lot of Duke Johnson, we would have when they brought him over. And they showed us that they're clearly just not willing to just give him the rock, even if he might be capable.
SB Num 3, I'm in a half point. I have Ravens, Patriots, Steelers, 49ers. Which should I keep? Which should I use for trade bait? I don't know how many.
All four of those defenses.
Yeah, I don't know how many people are going to trade you for a defense. I would probably just keep the Niners or the Ravens and drop the other ones and just get.
I mean, the others are he has like the top four defenses. Yeah, what is going on here right now?
I don't know. But you don't need that many defenses. You need one, maybe two at the most. No one's going to trade you for a defense, though.
I mean, you're going to get the most value trading the 49ers away. And the other ones, I think, are going to be close in terms of total points scored. So, I like...
But I mean, really, even value is going to be fairly minimal.
It depends. Like I said, in Yahoo, defenses literally win championships. Defenses are scoring like 15 to 20 points a game for the good defenses.
That's true.
It's crazy, you know. I mean, think about that. I mean, if your running back puts up 15 or 20 points, you're pretty happy with that day. So,
fair enough.
Well, I if you can give it a week or two, because we never really know who the defenses are, how the defenses are going to emerge. It's always somebody we don't expect. So, give it a week or two, see which one's like on fire, and maybe then you can trade them. Curtis is up on the Mixer chat. Hey guys, Curtis here. Would you go Josh Allen or Kyler Murray? Thoughts on Cooper Kupp week one against the Cowboys? Let's start with the quarterback question.
So is this season long or is this for this first week?
Let's say this week.
So this week I'm 100% going Josh Allen against the Jets instead of Kyler against San Francisco. That just seems like a no-go to me.
Yeah. All day.
But I think that I'm leading Josh Allen season long. I have them back to back in my rankings with Josh Allen slightly higher.
Yeah. Josh Allen for me. What was the second half of that?
Thoughts on Cooper Kupp week one against the Cowboys.
Oh, I like Cooper Kupp. Yeah, I mean Cooper Kupp's just he's Goff's first look, he's his second look, and he's his third look, even if he's out. So I mean, give me Kupp every time.
All right, Curtis wants to know thoughts on Deebo Samuel, his season outlook.
Curtis, baby, trying to pick a wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers is like what trying to pick a running back for the Patriots has been like over the last 10 years. I just don't know that, you know, they're a run-first team with Kittle being the primary there. And they have several talented wide receivers, but I mean, it's a crapshoot. You're taking a lottery ticket here.
All right, we're going to jump back to the Facebook questions real quick. Josh wants to know half point flex Hunt Jordan Howard, James White, Mac, Cook, Slayton. I am the Chubb owner. The question is on the screen if you didn't hear me.
Half PPR flex, Hunt, Howard, White, Mac, Cook, Slayton.
For me, it's probably White this week.
Yeah, it's White.
All right. And follow-up question, defense this week for Josh. Rams, Titans, or Lions?
I think that I liked... Let me check all the matchups here real quick again.
I think Titans for me.
Tennessee's playing Denver. I don't hate that. And the Rams are playing Dallas, which I don't love. And Detroit's playing Chicago. I mean, Detroit could be a sneaky pick, but I think that you need to go Tennessee here. They have the best defense of the three by a long shot.
Juan Walk LFC PPR start sit week one, Hurst or Goddard?
Ooh, I like me some Hurst here. But boy, I like Goddard too. I feel like if I can try to play both these guys, but Hurst for me.
It is slightly Hurst for me also, even though Goddard has a really good matchup against the Skins.
Okay. Ricardo Banks from the Mixler chat. Good to see you again, Ricardo. Fellas, good to be back. Got to start one. I have Burrow and Minshew. Taylor Rivers on waivers. What do you think?
I don't know that I'm starting. Minshew's playing the Colts, right? I don't like that. Tyrod Taylor could be a decent start. I think I'd probably go Tyrod over those. Rivers is playing Jacksonville. I don't love that. I think they're going to end up trying to run the ball a lot on them. So, yeah, I think I'm Tyrod here.
I think I'm sticking with Minshew. I feel like he's just going to be a guy that's got to throw and throw and throw and throw. So, I like Minshew.
All right. PPR start one, wide receiver flex. So, Ricardo again, Fuller, Boyd, or McLaurin? So, actually, we get two. So, two out of three for PPR.
McLaurin for sure, and probably Fuller. I expect that game to be a shootout. And they're projected. They're down like 9 points in Vegas odds. So they're gonna, they're gonna have to be trying to make up some points somehow. Dirty Mike? Jobs. What you think there?
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. I was reading this other question here.
Boyd, sorry. McLaurin, Fuller. Pick two.
Two of them. I'm gonna go with McLaurin and Fuller. For me.
There we go, baby.
Eric Musial and his stupid brother. Welcome back, guys. Glad you all are safe and healthy. Thoughts on a deep stash in a 14-team league? Scott Miller or Brian Edwards?
Edwards.
Edwards for sure.
Edwards it is. All right. Off the Facebook. Oh, this is a goof. Who wins in a fight, Tom Brady or Dirty Jobs?
Oh, Dirty Jobs every day, don't you know?
Every time, dude. Tom Brady.
He fights
Tom
dirty.
Brady never even been
he,
in the
He fights dirty. Before. Yeah.
I woke up in several gutters this week. So
different gutters.
Nice. Exactly. Several different gutters.
Back to the Sleeper Wire chat. Guys, if you're on the Sleeper app, join the Sleeper Wire channel. Zody wants to know, was offered David Montgomery for my J.K. Dobbins yesterday? Mark Ingram owner, by the way. I'm guessing that he's the Mark. Oh, maybe that he's the Mark Ingram owner is offering him. Full PPR. After seeing on a day, I decided to take it after hearing JK is the fourth on the running back depth chart. I know he has great talent and Mont is a bit banged up, but do you think it was a good trade?
I mean, I think as it's long a as fair trade, but it was fantastic. If it was Dynasty, that was terrible.
Well, I don't even know that I would say it was fantastic in a redraft. They are the number one rushing offense in the league. It's very likely that they're going to have a couple of rushers that are, that are absolutely killing it. And in terms of the depth chart, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter in this instance at all to me.
I just feel like it's going to be the Ingram Jackson show up there. I think they're going to give Ingram a heck of a workload. He doesn't take, Lamar Jackson's going to have.
See, I just don't think that's going to be the case. You don't spend that kind of draft capital to not use a running back.
Yeah, you got to use him. You got to use him up before his rookie contract comes due, and you got to pay him a bunch of money, and then he gets hurt, and then you got to get rid of him. Right? You drive him into the ground. That's how you do running backs these days.
Pretty much.
Hit him early. Hit him early.
Wilson 27. Start one in standard league flex. He's got Mostert, Devontae Parker, Tyler Boyd, and James White. Who's going to score the touchdowns this week?
James White.
Yep.
James White it is. All right. Let's jump back over to the Facebook. Josh wants to know, if Brandon Cooks plays tomorrow, do you still go James White over him in a half point?
Yes. I mean, they're playing Miami. I just expect, and they don't have a lot of options there right now. Damian Harris was just put on IR. We don't really know what Sony Michel is looking like. And I don't, you know, they're signing running backs off their practice squad right now. James White, he's going to be the guy that's getting the touches. He's the guy you want there.
Yeah, no, it's James White for me too. Yeah, I mean, he's just like what Lucas said. I mean, they're out of people. I do like Sony Michel this year. I do feel like Sony Michel is actually going to be able to see a little bit more of a workload, a few more touches. And I think this guy, once he gets the ball, he's a pretty dynamic talent. And I think he can really get the job done. The thing is you got to be able to impress Belichick, and that's a lot easier said than done sometimes. But as far as and James White has done that. He's proven himself reliable for many, many years with Belichick. So I really like James White this week. But I start fading on him a little bit more as the season goes.
All right. You feel me from the main chat on Sleeper app. 10-team, half point, 4 points per touchdown. Kyler Murray or Big Ben week one?
Big Ben.
Yeah, I think I would go ahead and give Big Ben a run there.
All right. Let's see. Going back over to here. Do I start Burrow or Big Ben? This is the Golden Knights. We may have answered this, but he might tune back in here.
Yeah, so Burrow's kind of a stash and wait and see. Big Ben's going to be your tried and true.
Okay. All right. Shumbag, second pin in a super flex, second pick.
Lucas,
rather.
I mean, you've got fans. You got to answer them eventually.
What is, oh, yeah. What is this? Isn't dating chat.
I'm not even seeing this. I'm just looking at you. And I
think this isn't Tinder Live.
See, it's a possibility, but.
See, Mike was the one showing his feet. I thought he would be getting all the attention. What are you going to do? Facebook user wants to know.
Right. Yeah, that's probably why I wasn't getting any attention. These things are huge.
Flex half point, James White or Fuller? James White is a hot topic today. James White or Fuller in a half point PPR this week?
Yeah, so it's White.
Yeah, it's give me the running back.
Yeah, running back. All right. Let me go back over to Shumbag here. When I started, second pick in a Superflex 12-team half point. Should I take a quarterback or Barkley? Provided that CMC goes first, what if CMC falls to me?
Okay, what's his pick again?
He's number two.
He's number two.
Yeah.
At two in a super flex, I think that I'm taking a quarterback there. The only person I'm taking over him would be CMC. And if CMC falls, it doesn't matter which quarterback is there. I'm taking CMC.
But I feel like so Saquon Barkley is he there too?
Yeah. No, that's. Yes. I mean, if you're number two, you're either going to get one or the other, right? Or you can go quarterback.
I feel like I'm grabbing Saquon here still. Saquon or C-Mac. If C-Mac falls, you grab him. But give me Saquon if not.
What, Lucas, I'm curious. What quarterback would you pick if you were number two and CMC was number one pick?
Funny enough, I have him so close.
Don't you dare say Dak Prescott. Don't you dare.
No, it's not. It's not. But I think there's a fair shot that Lamar outscores Mahomes this year.
Okay. I don't think anyone's going to argue with that. Golden Knights wants to know, do I start Bell or DJ in a PPR?
I'm going DJ.
Yep, same.
The Jets are playing Buffalo. I do not like that matchup at all. I think Buffalo's going to eat them.
Okay. Golden Knight wants to know, do I start Ingram or DJ?
Ingram. Mark Ingram against Cleveland. Give me that.
All right.
Yes, I agree.
Dan 2MC,
Lucas. Absolutely, George.
Dan 2MC, Jonathan Taylor or Melvin Gordon? I don't know if this is a start week one or if this is a season-long outlook.
Probably Melvin Gordon week one for me, but I like Taylor on the season.
Oh, I like Melvin Gordon on both. I think he's going to fit right into Denver. Jonathan Taylor could just be such a beast, though, man. I mean, he could go over there. But I just really don't like his usage with Marlon Mack, Nyheim Hines. There's just too many cooks in the kitchen for me to be really high on Jonathan Taylor. I feel like Melvin Gordon has to beat Philip Lindsay and Royce Freeman, and I just don't feel like that's as tough as a backfield to establish dominance in. So for me, it's close because I love me some Jonathan Taylor.
That's all right, guys. I'm going to need you to settle down. Yeah. All right, save some of this.
It's a lot of lonely men at home furiously masturbating to this stream.
I think it's your voice that's getting them.
Oswaldo wants to know: do y'all think Juju has a bounce back year now that Big Ben is back? I think it has a lot to do with where Juju's going to line up as well. A lot of people have been saying he goes back to the slot and he's going to be much improved.
I think Juju has a good year.
Yep, same here. I've got Juju in quite a few leagues this year because of that.
Okay. Golden Knight wants to know, this is from the Sleeper app, guys. If you have the Sleeper app, join the Sleeper Wire channel. Do I start John Brown or Devontae Parker?
Parker. I thought Parker was dealing with some sort of little injury. Is he good to go?
Everything I saw said he all systems go.
He was limited in today's practice. Preston Williams was also limited. I think give me Brown for this week. The Dolphins are on the road playing New England. I know New England has some people that are sitting out on their defense, but they're very much a next man up mentality kind of team, and they just know how to coach them there. So I'm going to be on the John Brown train here, okay, at least for week one.
Shumbag, follow up from the second pick question. This is that super flex where he has the second overall pick. If he went quarterback, running back, or running back, quarterback, which do you prefer? Lamar Jackson and then go Aaron Jones or Saquon Barkley and then Josh Allen? So that'd be his first round pick and then the second round pick.
I mean, if you think Josh Allen will be there, which in a lot of drafts that he kind of is, because you have the first two and then Dak, and then you usually see Kyler and Russ in some order. So, I mean, he could very possibly be there, but he's probably going to be the sixth, at worst, the sixth quarterback off the board coming back to you at the 23rd overall pick. So, I'd be fine going with Saquon if you really think that Josh Allen's going to fall to you there.
Yes, I love it. Yeah, I can agree with that. Like I said, I feel like I'd rather have a positional player here. I step out of the positional player once you get to Ezekiel Elliott. After him, then I'll start leaning towards Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes. And for me, this year is Lamar Jackson. And Lucas, you do kind of look like Josh Allen, buddy. How you doing?
He's a good looking guy. You know that. I was gonna say he's talented.
He is. He really is. He really is. Did I ever mention I'm a Gemini and that I work out?
No, you didn't. I heard that's exactly what Steve was looking for, though.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the street, and your ass is going to make some money for me.
Hey, there you go.
You're going to end up in another gutter.
You don't get nicknamed Dirty Jobs by not getting into a gutter. That's what I just keep
that's
telling
right.
you.
That's
you
right.
Know, you probably know what a ZJ is, right, Dirty Jobs?
Absolutely. Okay, absolutely. Good. I can afford it.
Okay, good. Ricardo Banks, we go back to the Mixer chat. Guys, if you want to call in, by the way, the phone number is wide open, 205-797-5337, 205-79-SLEEP. Just call that number and we'll talk to you live. Back to the Mixer chat, Ricardo Banks, PPR, start two at the flex. So we got two flexes. Here's our choices. Tariq Cohen, Jerry Jeudy, Dobbins, Pittman, Edwards, or Kelly?
Oh, this guy loves his rookies.
And he's starting two of these?
Yep, we need two.
Cohen? Wow. Who name the first three again?
Cohen, Jeudy, Dobbins, Pittman, Edwards, and Kelly.
It's Jeudy for me.
Is it? You're just yep. So you're over here saying how you have no faith in rookies and you're ready just to throw them out there and play them week one without seeing anything.
Well, I mean, between every other rookie that's out there right now, yes, I'd have to pick Jeudy out of all of the rookies. I mean, because the rest of them are all rookies too, you know? I mean, so I feel like he's at least in the depth chart lining up as a starter. So for me, that's the caveat that gets me the win right there. All these other guys I don't believe are even depth chart starters yet.
I'm okay with it. I would personally probably go Cohen and Dobbins because I do think that Dobbins is going to get some work and we're going to see what he can do week one against Cleveland, but I'm okay with Jeudy.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, the only reason I pick him over anybody else is because he is actually on the depth chart as a starter.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. I'm going to try something here. Hang on.
We're doing it live.
We're doing
okay,
it
I'm
live.
On the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I think we might have a caller.
Well, no, you don't. You have me.
We can't hear you.
Well, now you can hear me through my mic. Okay, hanging up the phone. I don't know what's going on with that. I just have to stop doing phone calls again. Let's see here. We got another one from Wilson27. Actually, almost out. The best fantasy team name. Pick one. Okay, here you go. This is a fun question. Russell Mania. That's good. Jerry had a little lamb. Not bad.
I like it. Jerry had a little lamb. All right, Jerry, Judy, CD, I got you. Okay.
Dude looks like a Brady. Eh.
Okay.
That'd have been good during the Patriot years. When he had long hair, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
La Marvelous. La Marvelous for Lamar Miller.
Okay.
Probably not Lamar Miller. I'm just kidding.
I'm still on the Judy had a little lamb.
Yeah, I do like that one. That one kind of grew on me.
Yeah, that's not bad. I like WrestleMania. That could be good. Because you could continue that over and over every year. WrestleMania 1, WrestleMania 2. You know?
Yeah, you could. I think my favorite one so far this year is Fresh Prince of Hilaire.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one there. I haven't heard that one yet. Fresh Prince of Hilaire.
All right, let me see. Okay, we got a couple more questions here from the main chat on the Sleeper app. Actually, just one or two more here. The Golden Knight, do I start Lockett or Gallup? That's a good one.
Wow.
I think I can go Lockett here.
Yeah, Lockett, barely.
Yeah, but it's close. It's very close.
Okay, and that does it for that. Anybody else have any other questions? Send them in right now, either on the Sleeper app, the Facebook, or the Mixer chat. You guys can shoot the breeze for a couple minutes if we wait for a few more questions. Otherwise, we'll wrap it up early today.
We can shoot the breeze a little bit, but you know, we're seeing.
Let me grab a couple from the main fantasy Q&A. There's some good ones in here.
Let's do it.
All right. Maybe it'll.
Lucas is getting on DMs right now, getting those Twitter handles out to you boys. So you just wait just a second.
Nah, he's
he'll have you lined up in no time.
He's opening up his OnlyFans account. He's going to post the link afterwards.
It's tough times out there these days. You got to make a living somehow, right?
Hey, man, that's it. You can't be afraid. That's how you get nicknames like Dirty Jobs, Lucas.
Ooh. Dirty Jobs actually crawls into the gutters, and I just go into the gutters of the internet. You know what I'm saying? We're just making a dollar.
Oh, no, I just wake up in the gutters. Who knows how I get there, Lucas? That's the fun part.
Oswaldo. Okay, so his app was buffering. When we were talking about Rager, let's just do this one real quick. Who should I drop to get a kicker? So he's the kicker. He's got to pick up a kicker. He's thinking about waiting till Monday for the Titans kicker. But here's who he's thinking of dropping: Ruggs, Debo, Mecole, or Jarwin for a kicker.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm really pretty okay with dropping any of those, but probably Mecole.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I like him a lot this year, but he's fourth on the depth chart. I mean, you're just looking.
Well, you're going to be able to pick him up again if you want.
All right. Here's a good wide receiver question. Who do I start? Cortland Sutton versus Tennessee, or Stephon Diggs, or T.Y. Hilton?
I think that I'm leaning Sutton here. yes, and indeed I did catch a pass last year at SportsCon from the once great Vince Young.
That was awesome. I remember seeing that film. Full disclosure, I thought that said VD right there. I was like, no, that's bold.
No,
I thought that too. I thought that too for a second. Here's an interesting question from Owen Wilson. Do I pick up Kendrick Bourne or Chris Connolly and drop D.D. Westbrook, Dynasty Superflex League?
I would go snag Bourne.
I think I would too. I'm a big Chris Connolly guy. Just he's a little bit older. Bourne's really young. I think Bourne gets me on age. And opportunity. There's not a whole lot of good wide receiver depth San Francisco will eventually start putting it together, I think, under Kyle Shanahan. I just think they're going to take their sweet time when they do so. So, but I like Bourne a lot.
All right. Edelman versus Miami or Will Fuller against the Chiefs? Who are you starting this week?
I just can't sit Will Fuller. I'll tell you to sit Will Fuller and he'll score four touchdowns.
It's true. It's true. It's happened before. Many times.
It's happened 20 times.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Flex half point PPR. We need one flex. Malcolm Brown, Duke Johnson, Breida, Brandon Cooks, or N'Keal Harry?
Probably Cooks.
I think Cooks here too. I think Cooks with the Texans is going to be a pretty neat little show. So.
Yeah, well,
I'd
like to hear what do you all expect from the Texans, because it seemed like they made a lot of weird offseason moves, but they kind of built, I don't want to say like almost like a Golden State Warriors kind of small and fast wide receiving core. What do you see the Texans doing this year?
So I think they're going to have a high powered offense, but I see them being in a lot of shootouts. I think it's going to be a really fun team for fantasy that they may barely squeak into the playoffs, but if I were willing to bet on it, I think they probably don't make the playoffs this year.
Okay.
I think they do make the playoffs. I think that what you're going to see is like every single play is going to be a 10 yard slant, and it's going to be coming from both the left side, the right side, and the slot, because every single one of their receivers is pretty traditional and pretty adequate slot receivers. So it'll be curious to see how they use everybody with that kind of speed and that kind of cut at the same time. So I think Lucas is right. I think it's going to be a really high octane offense, and I think that's why. I think they're just going to be really fast. I think they're going to be able to get the ball out quick.
All right. Quick question about Boston Scott before we wrap it up. Boston Scott became available in my league. Should I drop Giovanni Bernard and put in a waiver for him?
If it's
Fab, I would go ahead and
If I can't pick him up for free, I'm not going for him.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm blowing a significant waiver priority on him. I think that if you can get him for like a dollar worth of Fab, or otherwise, I would wait for him just to be a free agent and go snag him after waivers reset.
All right.
Especially this season, Fab's going to be incredibly important. With COVID, you could just have a bunch of people getting knocked out. Typically, I'm a guy that, I mean, once I see a good, decent running back that might be a good pacing back for the season, I'll spend my whole entire Fab on him and then be good for the rest of the season. And that seems to work out for me pretty well. I don't feel like he's worth it. I don't think this is a guy that's going to be productive outside of anything happening to Mixon. Even if I'm the Mixon owner, I'm going to try to get him for free. If I can't get him for free, I'm probably not going to go for him too hard.
Okay. Facebook wants to know who has a better fantasy year, Rodgers or Goff?
Better fantasy year, Rodgers.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And let's do one more here.
I think Rodgers has a chip on it.
They're trying to replace him. He's always had a chip on his shoulder, though. That's like his thing. Wilson 27. Last question. I think we're getting delayed again. Sorry, guys. Sorry, one more question here. Wilson 27, and then we'll wrap it up. You think Will Fuller has a big game tomorrow if Cooks sits?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he has a bigger game if Cooks sits. But I think he has a fine game if he's out there as well. Will Fuller just finds a way to get the ball and get in the end zone.
I found a good trade question. Okay, this is the last question. This is by Schwartzelnader. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Should I trade Aaron Jones and Amari Cooper to receive Alvin Kamara and DJ Chark?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought that was a better question. Never mind.
I mean, that's a yeah.
That's a slam dunk, except for me.
Oswaldo is going to wrap us up. Dirty jobs or who's for rest of season advice? That's a good question.
I mean, who's here? That's all I got to say about that. Who's in the house right now, boys?
I guess it depends on how much.
About that,
it depends on how much time you have.
And let the fans decide. I love both my counterparts.
Yeah, I gotta give this shit.
And but I do have to say that, you know, Dirty Jobs is here with me today, so you know.
That's pretty important.
That's pretty important.
You want to know what you want to have with your fantasy analyst? You want him to be there. they're not there.
That's right.
They're not going to be doing you very much good. But no, Oos, of course, just got busy this evening. And of course, he'll be back next week and everything like that. I think you can't go wrong either way. I think Oos brings a different perspective. Just like my homie down there, Lucas, me and him hardly ever agree on one thing ever. Yeah. But man, this guy's right all the damn time.
Oh,
so
yeah. I think about half the time.
Catch us both in and go for Lucas. That would be the wisest thing to do right there.
Spend all that fab.
All right. Well, we want to thank the Lucas fan club for showing up today on the stream. Want to thank you all for tuning in today. And we'll be back next week after week one is done, because I'm sure you're going to be hating your team and you're going to want to know, who can I drop? Who can I trust? Who should I trade? And who should I start for week two? So we'll be back next Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in to the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack. You can find us on the Sleeper app. Go to the Sleeper Wire channel. If you don't have the Sleeper app, get it. It's the best fantasy football app there is. Facebook group, search for Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club. And you can follow us on Twitter at the Sleeper Wire Show. Also, sleeperwire.com. If you missed the show, you couldn't call in or get us a question while we're on, go to sleepwire.com. Send us your question through the form there. Dirty Jobs, Lucas, thanks for being on, guys. We'll catch you next week. Thanks again for tuning in. Bye.
That's a no, Josh. Don't do it.
Oh, Josh, yeah, don't drop Doyle in that instance. There you go, a little extra. See you guys. Paper, not to mention opponent eliminator. The vast majority is out to be chart toppers, but I keep heart stoppers to have you whining like an opera. The scripts that I can.